Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have futurist trends guru Gerald Celente joining us coming up in 1 hour. Then in the fourth hour today, business specialist, stock market inventor. He's invented some of the major systems used on the stock market. Journalist Max Kaiser will be joining us for an hour to take your phone calls. So that is our guest for you today. We have some other really important guests, informative guests, coming up later in the week as well. A lot of news that developed over the weekend and just this morning, and I'm going to attempt, I say attempt because there's so much of it, to not get too long-winded on any one subject, but to cover most of the news here in the first hour and then go back through it in more detail throughout the additional 3 hours that elapse after that and to have open phones today. Now, Celente may be with us an hour. He may be with us just 30 minutes, depending on his schedule. If he's with us the full hour, we'll open phones up in the second half if you have any questions for the futurist, for the predictor, for the individual who has a really good track record of predicting what is coming up and what's happening. Remember last week we wrote a story at prisonplanet.com where Celente had gone on Fox News saying total depression by 2012, absolute breakdown of society, that the there's been a coup by Wall Street to take over the United States. I mean, anybody who just reads industry publications and financial publications knows that, but so much of the public still don't realize how deep or how hot water is that we're all in. Celente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellions by 2012. Trend forecaster, renowned for being accurate in the past, says the America will cease to be a developed nation within 4 years. Crisis will be worse than Great Depression. Now, large swaths of the country are already third world. It is the official UN, IMF, World Bank, International Bank of Settlements policy to turn us into a third world country. And that's stated. The bankers want to bankrupt you. They want your assets. They want you poor. They want you uneducated with your government-provided television set drooling. You know, if you don't watch a lot of TV, for years, I just quit watching television almost entirely. I would see it in a restaurant or at somebody's house and marvel at it. But trying to get back in shape on the treadmill, it's just too boring without watching TV. And so I watch the news. And, I mean, it is cartoonish. It's all lies, all spin, all disinformation. It's unspeakable. I can't believe that probably half the public watches it and believes it's real. By the way, Congress has put out another report. So have some watchdog groups. Every news station they looked at 75 across the country. That's all they had money to look at. Every news station they looked at, that's the ones they looked at, had fake news. Now, by fake news, these are video packages that the local news reader reads over to make it look like it's local, telling you it's the law to take shots. I already talked about this yesterday. It just blows me away. We have such a criminal media, such a criminal, illegal, bankrupt government that for decades, a large portion of the news, I mean, it's already propaganda, is completely fake and lies. That's why I said yesterday I was going to be interviewed by National Geographic. But you know what? I think I'm going to call them today, and I'm just not going to do it. Because I'm not going to... Why go into a stacked deck? Why let them try to set us up? Talk about that some too today. But look, the news is coming up. It's all very important. We're going to go through just some of the latest lawlessness of the crime gang, the armed crime gang known as government. Stay with me.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, don't stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, friend, forecaster, futurist, Gerald Celente joining us at T-minus 52 minutes, 45 seconds. We're also going to have Max Kaiser on the economy in the fourth hour today, and wide open phones as well at 1-800-259-9231. I have to admit, I knew that Oprah Winfrey set up a church back in 2005. I knew it was New Age, global government, merge the religion type stuff, the same thing the last two popes have been pushing. But I don't watch Oprah Winfrey. I don't watch hardly any TV. And, you know, she seems like a nice smiley face person. And so I didn't really have any antagonism towards her. And as a modern guilty white taught that I'm evil and pathetic, I kind of have a blind spot for black folks. Cause, you know, black folks are from the grassroots, the salt of the earth, but they can't be big, powerful New World Order deceivers. Well, I did some research on her this weekend, and again, ladies and gentlemen all the time send me emails, clippings. They say, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? Why are you covering this up? Why are you covering that up? Folks, I'm just an average person here. You know, I got to try to make breakfast for my children. Frankly, I spend probably too much time, 6, 7, 8 hours a day sometimes researching. I'm totally addicted to it. Like some cogitor, I could sit up in a tower and just read manuscripts 14 hours a day and stare out over the wasted plains of Agmar. But the point is that I can't, and I'm not aware of everything. So thank you were asking me, it was an email I got, to look into it and sending me a few links, because it's just total New World Order. Total, very dangerous, very dangerous. And I don't even approach it from a Christian perspective. I approach everything from just analyzing what the New World Order attack plan is, what their program of control is. And they understand religion, man's religion, is a great way to control people. And so the United Nations and the Club of Rome and the CFR back in the 50s and 60s, all right, and we've read these reports and linked to them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that they were going to create a false earth worship religion centered around restricting the resources of man so that the public will laud, not fight against, living in third world enslavement. And so the third world can be suppressed from ever industrializing and threatening the Anglo-American command bases in London and New York. And it's all stated in the International Royal Commission on Population and countless other documents. And they've got their Barack Obamas, they've got their Hillary Clintons, they've got their Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, they have their Oprah Winfreys. And just like Margaret Sanger wrote back in the 20s, and we've sent off to the universities and gotten copies of the letters. It's true. Those quotes are real about blacks being weeds that need to be exterminated. She's writing off to the big heir of Colgate, saying, I need millions more. We're recruiting prominent blacks because they can act as Judas goats to lead their fellow blacks into the eugenics operation. It's just so shameful. Now, in the case of Oprah Winfrey, I liked her because I remember her 12 years ago or whatever exposing that Mad Cow was in the U.S. But then she got in a lot of trouble for that and kind of pulled her horns in. And she may not be consciously evil, but the lady's too smart to not know what she's part of, really. Or she's a grand dupe. But she is pushing the world government religion. They had a big consortium of tech company owners come out this weekend and announce an international mission for a one-world religion in the name of harmony. Oh, yeah, you can have any religion you want, just don't criticize any other. And then you see that's an attack on free speech and then tyranny. So there's a major move on to do this, and later I'm going to play some clips of that and go over it. And it's always the same. I mean, you go take classes in political science and study Marxism, Leninism, socialism, Fabian socialism, and it's always the same. Utopic visions, they always have a high-tech background. They're promising no work, heavenly future. And when I really start recognizing how much of this stuff is infiltrating even the alternative media, with films and radio shows and the rest of it, you will always know them, though, because they're always anti-Christian. And they'll always attack true Christians via guilt by association or straw man by pointing out all the mainline establishment phony Christians who were put up there to dress like clowns and act like clowns to discredit true Christianity, because just from a secular position, from a sociological position, studying this, it is generally true Christians who resist tyranny, who resist slavery, who resist corruption, who don't go along, and it is really only Christians, and I have to admit, to a certain extent, Muslims, who are not fit for the New World Order. And that's why Albert Pike said Christians and Muslims would be played off against each other. He also threw in Judaism. But that's been so taken over and so changed that it's not a major threat to the New World Order. And I just see it everywhere. It's so fashionable to make fun of Christians, to attack Christians. Hey, it's Christians that started the homeschooling movement in this country that's saving some of our future brain trust. Everybody else is basically irrevocably ruined. It's the Christians that were the core group exposing the New World Order 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago. It was the true Christians, not the pulpit prostitutes paid off, the intellectual prostitutes, the ones paid off by FEMA. I'm already digressing. The point is that the enemy of the New World Order is true Christians. And I just have to call it like it is. Also, they don't like Muslims. And that's why the New World Order loves playing the Christian world off against the Muslim world. That's why the New World Order brings in masses of Muslims to antagonize the now secular, debilitated, disintegrating Christendom. That's why they bring in Christian armies in name into Arabia and Central Asia to antagonize them, to have a clash of civilizations, as the neocons say they are. They set us up against each other, and then the Illuminist, the old-time religion, the Babylon mystery schools, they reign supreme. Divide and conquer. And so in our name, in America's name, 3 million Iraqis are dead in the last 18 years. Half of those in the last 5.5. In our name that was done. And in the name of the Arabs, in the name of the Muslims, 9/11 was carried out. But the same people that carried out the policies that brought you Iraq, and the same people that orchestrated the hoax that is 9/11, they are one and the same. They initiated this grand struggle, where systems of thought not within New World Order control, or and certainly they've controlled those religions in the past to a great extent and used them. But now there's no room for those. It's now time for those to go bye-bye. And if you don't accept the one world Gaia religion, whose central rule is humans are bad and Gaia needs blood. By the way, that's in the 96 biological diversity assessment. That's in the 97 biological diversity assessment, passed as policy and law by the UN. It says we need to reenact human sacrifice through war and ritual killing. Do not roll your eyes. Go read it. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny, blow-ups of the actual UN documents. You can take the header off of them, go to the UN's own website, and read it for yourself instead of living in denial. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but I'm not the one that made it law internationally. That their policy is to bring back mass murder. That is a sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. The 3 million Iraqis were sacrificed to their god, Lucifer. Now, I'm going to explain to you something. If I talk about the Zoroasters in Iran today, or I talk about animists in Central Africa, it doesn't mean I believe in the Zoroasters or the animists, or if I go study some Inuit religion, it doesn't mean I believe in what the Eskimos believe. So you atheists can't ignore this and just throw it out. I'm scientifically pointing out to you that the UN says they're setting up a one-world religion of anti-humanism. See, everything with them is a twist within a twist. They claim they're humanist. They're about expanding and empowering humanity. It's the opposite. They are anti-human, genetically poisoning us, altering our DNA. Yes, mercury alters the DNA generationally, attacking us with sodium fluoride, spraying our food with poisons, all by design to dumb you down, play God greedily. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back after this break and get into all the news, as I promised. I got sidetracked. It's just... to know what I know, to know I'm right, to know it's all documented, to know. How can I go on like nothing's happened? How can I not beg and cry out to warn you?
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Question for the listeners out there, every man, woman, and child, old, young, black, white. 5 weeks ago, we told you here on this radio show, in finest detail, told you 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, a year ago, but you can tune back into those archives at InfoWars.com and hear us lay out exactly what happened. And a lot of you out there have been on the fence about this show and our information should ask yourselves, well, if this guy is just making stuff up, how come he can predict everything? Folks, I'm not predicting anything. Your enemy, my enemy, the New World Order Crime Syndicate, they are openly stating what they're going to do, and it's not pretty. Now, the big issue here is, I want you to really think about this. I want this to sink in. I'm asking you to think about this. And then go to the PrisonPlanet.com forum and post in there your answer. Or to call into the radio show and tell me specifically. The bankers, again, not your Main Street bank, not your local bank, the four big U.S. banks that are tied in to the other six international banks. There's no more than 10 big ones. They've got some subsidiaries. Why are they publicly stealing $5 trillion in just 5 weeks? That's about $1 trillion a week. They knew it would come out. Why did Kashkari just smile and glare and say he respected them, but look at them with contempt? And his body language was, I'm a frat punk. I'm rubbing it in. You see, it's a big joke to them. Why? I mean, it's now out in mainstream news they're stealing the money, and that they're keeping it, and that they don't care. And that they lied, and that it was never for subprime mortgages. Because subprime mortgages weren't the problem, folks. They just needed a psychological trigger for the history books to say, oh, it was the subprime mortgages. Greedy, dumb Americans went and got mortgages they couldn't afford. Of course, the media and the government told them to do it, and the president, Clinton, and Bush came out and said, you need to get these. This is your dream. These are offered. This is the American thing to do. Oh, the poor folks were even hesitant to do it. They were told, do it. They were told, hey, you've been blue-collar your whole life, but home ownership's the American dream. Don't be shy. Don't keep renting and getting ripped off. Go in there and buy it. See, they psychologically need to say it was our fault. It had nothing to do with it. Nothing to even do with it. So, of course, they're not spending the money on that. That money's to buy up the stock market and buy up other banks, and they now admit that. They're leveraging that money in the market into derivatives again. You know what you can do with $5 trillion? That's what Congressman Issa said. He said, what would it take to corner, to leverage with the multiple? They're all using code words up there, but we know what that means, that the fractional reserve multiple. What would it take to corner the $55 trillion asset of U.S. banking, which is really multinational, global? It's not geopolitical. It's not centered around the U.S. It's worldwide. And he said, $5 trillion. See? $5 trillion. That $5 trillion. And see, Issa was saying to him, hey, I'm not bringing this out. I'm talking in code to you. You better back off, pal. We know what you did. And that was the one time Kashkari squirmed a bit. I know you're an intelligent audience. I hope I'm not speaking above you out there. Some of you are new listeners. It sounds like we're speaking Martian here. I understand. This is the real world we're discussing. Not football, not acting cool, not dressing studly, or getting collagen injections in your lips. The real world. Why did they do this knowing that everybody's going to find out? Well, it's a big answer. It's got a lot of answers, but it's all in the same direction. They just don't care. And that brings you to the next question. Why don't they care? Why are they stealing us blind right in front of us? Because they don't respect us, and they shouldn't respect us. We're a nation of wicked.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that when a nation is on the rise to bring about a dictator, that they will invoke external threats to the people? They will also have internal threats, so that the people will be fearful at all times. Therefore, they will be able to furnish the solution, be able to call emergency, and then impose martial law upon the people. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and are they happening in the United States of America right now. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Once again, that's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are available to receive your call.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
So, we have a criminal banking structure operating as world government. They met this weekend and agreed to openly start regulating nations at the international level, that private banks will be paid carbon taxes. Basically, everything they've already written in white papers have been pushing for decades. And the private banks will continue to implode the real economy so they can suck it up. They are continuing to consolidate the economy. What does a mosquito do? It injects the saliva into its prey to liquefy the cells and blood. That was the injection of fiat currency and liquidity into the market. That melts it down. Then it sucks it right back up. These are predators. It's why they're in control. It's why they own the planet. Because they're ruthless and they don't care. It is a guild of sociopaths and psychopaths who see us as weak, those of us that care about our fellow humans, those of us that have the proper programming. who are in our natural state, who understand what affects others ends up affecting us. But it's an ingrained instinct. And I know I talk about this a lot, but it really hit me this weekend. It really hit me last night and this morning. It hit me hard. 3 million dead Iraqis, 18 years of siege, all based on premeditated lies, and Madam Albright can get up on TV and say, yeah, I'm glad they're dead. It was a good thing to do. Good price to pay. 700,000 of them children at that time. It was 1.5 million dead, half of them children. See, they don't care. They're proud of it. Now, I want to explain something to all of you that work for the system or have been in denial. You understand the elite running things don't care about Iraqis. They don't care about Serbs. They don't care about Georgians or South Ossetians. They don't care about Africans. They don't care about anybody. You understand that? They don't care about you. And they now know that they've got you in the grip of their propaganda, that you're confused, you don't know what's going on, and they're making their move on you. They're openly stealing $5 trillion. That's basically the GDP of the entire country in a year. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? They're doing it in front of you, and they're leveraging the money to wage war against the stock market and wage war against Main Street and the real economy to consolidate it. That's what they do. They're corporate raiders. The New World Order is an offshore consortium, an alliance of private corporations that combine forces in combines to wage war against sovereign nations and take them over in corporate takeovers. They then implode the economies so they can vertically integrate the society. A nice word for putting you out on your hind end. And then with the other hand, they then offer government jobs and government control, which further domesticates us. I was watching PBS yesterday. They had a show called Fuel. I talked about this on last night's show. And they had a panel of more than 10 people. One of them was Robert Kennedy, Jr. And he said on there exactly what Obama's been saying and some of the other hosts, some of the other commentators were saying, that if you lose your job, the government needs to hire you for an environmentalist job, an environmental enforcer job. It's on the Obama website. It's his chief of staff writes a book about it. Obama gives speeches. And what do the Obamanoids do? They deny it and say we're lying. It doesn't exist. All right, let me get into the news here and then your calls. Major international drill based at DM to focus on rescue skills coordination. This is out of the Arizona Daily Star. And it says foreign troops will be working with local police, everybody, and the U.S. military in secret missions around the state. Now, remember, when NORTHCOM announced a few months ago they were going to put first one, then two, then three, then four, now they're announcing new brigades every week, of battle-hardened troops domestically operating, quote, to deal with the American people. Remember that. This is all on record. This isn't some rumor. There's still people on my website denying it, going, it's made up, it's not happening. Probably paid shills. You know, I'd like to believe that and just think they're paid shills. No, they're people who are so invested in the lie, even as the globalists admit what they're doing, they still can't believe it. And they said, oh, the Army's going to help deal with insurrection and rioting and civil unrest and help with car wrecks. See, that's a PR function. Oh, why's the Army here? Oh, they're here to help with car wrecks. Just normal to have regular battle troops out helping. They kill people and break things. They fight enemies. They're now deployed amongst us. They were just suppressing the Iraqis, but now they're here. And they said they'll be out with the jaws of life helping people at car wrecks. And Army helicopters will now be your Starflight. See, that's for PR. It's the same thing in this article. Just like they occupy Iraq and spend billions a year in fake news and lies, lying to them. The military is not our military now, and it's here lying to us. When they first started getting rid of Posse Comitatus, secretly in the late 80s, they would have Marines and Army dress up in police uniforms and raid people's houses and gun shops. That's all on record now. But see, now they're out in the open. So the interesting thing about this is the foreign troops. And it's on record in the deal signed 6 years ago between Canada, Mexico, and Europe to use foreign troops for, quote, civil emergencies, riots, and, of course, disasters, whether man-made or not. So, see, that's not rumor. And then in January of this year, they signed a public deal, and Congress said, hey, we weren't included in that. NORTHCOM said, sit down and shut up. You're not involved. PDD 51. Saying they'll use Mexican and Canadian troops here in the U.S. So it's on record, foreign troops for America. And then we can give you the quotes of General McCaffrey and many others. Let me see. General McCaffrey's on record. Barry McCaffrey. And then the others are also on record at West Point saying they're going to use foreign troops in America. Remember the Mexican troops came into Texas, Louisiana, and said, oh, we're bringing you soup. The Mexican flag, you know, driving in, the announcements, they're all conditioning you. Troops donned in combat. Troops down in combat, few sights are sweeter than the approach of military rescuers. See how they pose it? They're coming to help get you out of your car wreck. In a few weeks, Tucson will be the center of efforts to speed up that life-saving process. Personnel from around the globe will converge at Davis Mountain Air Force Base from December 1st to December 12th for the largest rescue exercise of its kind. The effort, dubbed Angel Thunder, will involve U.S. Army and Air Force troops from Germany, Chile, Colombia. So they're using troops from Central and South America in Iraq. It's the death squads. From Chile, Colombia, and observers from Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and Pakistan. Several non-military U.S. agencies, such as the State and Justice Departments, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, that's the satellite spying on us, and the National Reconnaissance Office, same thing, also will take part in the drills, which aim to smooth interaction between military branches, allied nations, and civilian agencies. That's right. Local police are going to be involved. That's why it's for here in the U.S. Of course, it has dual uses overseas, but then they go on and say, oh, it's only for overseas, but the state police will be involved. This is so sick. This is unbelievable. So just more brainwashing, more conditioning. So the next time you hear about foreign troops, yeah, the Mexicans bring soup. Yeah, we got Norwegian AWACS and F-16s over us. Yeah, there's all these German bases. Yeah, there's all these Czech Republic bases. Yeah, they were doing Mexican police drills with our military at Fort Hood. Oh, yeah, Fort Benning, Georgia. Yeah, they're all over. Yeah, the Army's out running checkpoints now, but they're just helping the state police. Yeah. It's all conditioning. By the way, speaking of government deception and government bankruptcy, last week, the Dallas Morning News, the AP, and others reported tens of thousands in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, the way they minimize that is the new articles this week are saying, you know, they'll talk about per school and say, well, and then, you know, in this school there was 140-something people. But total, it's in the thousands in the state of Texas. But they'll focus in on this school district. You know, 149 in this school district, 200 in this school district, you know, to make it sound small. But at the same time, it sounds like they're reporting on it, but they're not. But it's thousands. And it turns out for a decade or more, they just issue other people's Social Security numbers. The government just pulls up Social Security numbers. The state of Texas does, and these school districts do. And they just give the and then these people go, these illegal aliens that are employed by the school districts to cook the food and mow the lawns and even be teacher assistants, in some cases teachers, they get to even use those Social Security numbers, and they get benefits. And then the people who they've stolen them from, the government's stolen them from, just have no recourse on their credit or anything else. And so over and over again, separate agencies kept telling them to stop it, and they're just not going to stop it, and that's the way it is. And then I ran across another article today in the news. This is out of the Houston Chronicle. A system's fatal flaws. Oh, it's a fatal flaw. Kind of like when NASA just got caught faking all the temperature readings from weather services around the world, just completely faking them over and over again. They call it a mistake, you know, to say it's the hottest year on record when it's actually one of the coldest. It's always a mistake. You know, when a SWAT team goes to your house and kills you, it's a mistake. Thousands of inmates admit they're in the U.S. illegally, but even those convicted of violent crimes are often released right back onto Houston streets. I remember a story 3 years ago that said 400,000 violent offenders released in 1 year in Houston. Oh, yeah, Houston's about 8 million people. 6 million in the city, 2 million metro. About half illegal alien. Literally, go down there. And you know, I mean, there's cases where they'll rape or kill scores of people. You know, the railway serial killer, all these people. And it's not... It's every criminal in Mexico knows this is the happy hunting ground. You come here, use any name you want, get consular matriculas from the Mexican embassy in any name you want. The cops release you, the gringo cops, they release you. I mean, it's on record that they're told, cops are told, we're just going to release them if you arrest them. Don't arrest them. So they, illegal aliens have wrecks, drunk, no license, no nothing. Nothing happens. Citizens are arrested because we are the slugs. We are the Capri Sun, you know, to have the straw stuck in us, the fruit drink, the juicy juice. And they just, a dumb, coward slave trained to be fed on. Oh, but an illegal alien, they're there to drive down wages, break down the society, make sure Mexico never has a real revolution. The U.S. is a steam valve. Get everybody fighting with each other. Federal immigration officials allowed scores of violent criminals, some ordered deported decades ago, to walk away from Harris County jails despite the inmates' admission to local authorities that they were in the country illegally, a Houston Chronicle investigation found. A review of thousands of criminal and immigration records shows that immigration and customs enforcement officers didn't file the paperwork to detain roughly 75% of more than 3,500, this is a total whitewash, folks, inmates who told jailers during the booking process that they were in the U.S. illegally. Again, this is a government that isn't a government. The laws are for us. Let me explain something. I've got the news reports. Audits this year are already up more than 100% of citizens. And the IRS, when they need money, they just come in and say, well, we don't care if you paid us what you were supposed to. We're going to go ahead and assess you a bunch of fines and fees. We got to give it to the foreign banks. We got to give it for welfare for the illegal aliens. We got to have it. And so they are taking houses, squeezing homes, seizing bank accounts. See, you're not just going to have your dollar devalued or have your country bankrupt. You're going to be squeezed around the neck. And if you're caught drinking one beer coming home, you're going to jail. You're caught not having your insurance up to date one day, you're going to jail. You're getting a ticket. You're caught without a driver's license, you're going to get your, you know, they're taking people to jail for not wearing seatbelts now. You will have the book thrown at you because you've got money and honey. You're going to be sucked dry. Folks, I have countless articles today with government just doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants. And why shouldn't they? It isn't government. It's a private holding company. Government acts as the nozzle on a vacuum cleaner, sucking up everything. And it's growing like cancer. Government tripled in the last 8 years, and Obama's probably going to triple it again. Everything else is going to implode, and all we are going to be is a giant third world country with a bunch of people running around in black uniforms and environmental outfits telling us what to do and regulating us and micromanaging us. And they're not going to lower your property taxes. In fact, they're already announcing all over the country they're just going to start assessing fees on homeowners. They're not even calling it property tax. Just, oh, well, there's a new fee because we need more roads or a water treatment plant. They hand the water treatment plants, the power plants over to private interest. They triple your prices overnight. And as the economy gets worse and worse, these people in uniform, they aren't going to say they were wrong. They aren't going to back off. They want their money. They like their power trip. They're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze because they're now in a pathology of they're the good guys, we're the bad guys. And no amount of corruption, no amount of double standards, no amount of lawlessness by them matters. All right. Charles, Steve, Tyler, Mike, Stephanie, your calls are coming up. We got a big guest as well today. A couple big guests, but, oh, there's so much news here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just all incredible. But we'll cover it all. Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You see, a lot of people go, what's the big deal with police checkpoints? What's the big deal with black uniforms and cameras? So what? I've done nothing wrong. Oh, no, that's not what it's about. The surveillance, the secret arrest, the prisons. It's about stealing from the middle class. See, tyranny is about suppressing you while they rob you. They always have nice excuses for it. See, that's why tyranny isn't fun. See, Americans have seen Hollywood kind of make it look glamorous. Well, you're going to find out how glamorous it is. Get ready. They're going to squeeze you till your eyes pop out. And by the way, they're not going to audit government workers. They're not going to audit their own people. Just like in California, 994,000 people can't get tickets, can't be arrested basically for anything other than like murders. Because the computers, cameras aren't even allowed to scan their license plates. They're above the law. They are the gods of our earth now. They are the tyranny. They are the tyrants. Charles in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Rough times. I'm basically wondering, in the event of 2 points and questions, I guess, but in the event of, let's say, World War III comes, right, and which everything's pointing to that, what few countries, I mean, you're big, you've got a lot of information coming to you, a lot of informed people, so my question to you is, as a backup plan, say FEMA doesn't take over all the airports yet, and I do want to leave this country, what 3-4 countries do you know of that, I mean, you know, there's no silver bullet, obviously, but what few countries would be the best to maybe look at?
The New World Order is everywhere.
We know this.
They are. I mean, listen, they're announcing now, if you're going to fly to England or England's going to fly from England, you have to register with Homeland Security 3 days before. So you no longer do you fill out a customs card. They decide. So now you see there's no leave, there's no come-in list, but the illegal aliens can commit violent felonies and are released. It's about us, the producer. You understand? We are literally what's for dinner. We're the suckling pigs they roast and put on the table. And the whole grid's going into place worldwide. Listen, World War III is already here. It's economic against the people. And the war on terror is the war on the people. It's the physical end. Then the phony environmental banking collapse and environmental regulation is the other side of the pincer attack.
I agree with everything you're saying, but you did mention yesterday how, you know, if you weren't selfish and you, I mean, if you were selfish and you weren't, you know, doing what you're doing, that you would leave this country. So what I'm asking you is, which country would that be? Which few countries were you looking at or would look at?
Well, I would only leave. I would only leave because I'm high up on the list for somebody they'd grab. By the way, go ahead and get Salente on. Go ahead and call him. See, it's different for every person. I'm saying because I'm so high up in the food chain in the fight that I'm a major target if they really go into a hot war against the people. I mean, it's low-intensity attacks on us right now, and they're slowly turning the heat up with the ambient background silent weapons system, you know, where the neighbor gets grabbed or the neighbor's kid gets grabbed or the neighbor dies of cancer at 25 or the neighbor gets Alzheimer's at 30. You know, there's soft kills all around us, but they've got to slowly turn the heat up so their own zombie minions don't notice what they're part of. See, they're under mind control. They've been incrementally brought into this. I mean, as bad as it is, rural areas of Mexico, Costa Rica. I know a lot of big money's going to the Cook Islands. You know, I mean, it all depends how much money you've got. A lot of people have private fortresses in the Bahamas. A lot of big money goes to Switzerland, Spain, Portugal. I mean, if you're somebody who isn't high up on the hit, see, here's the problem. They changed the rules 2 years ago where we can't even get our money out. See, they got all their money out. Now they won't let anybody with even a little bit of money get out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.